made a couple up to the third down, and then they made one. And it was, again, maybe I could have had a better call or execute it. It's just, it's one of those things that at the end of a game, that's why it's so important. The rest of it doesn't really matter as much as at the end of a game, you've got to make the plays to win those games in the NFL.
You always talk about keeping the ball in front of you. I mean, when you go home, does this one just make you a little bit more sick because of that?
We lost the game on, you know, and we almost came back. Offense almost came back, but at the end of the day, we can't let them behind our defense, and we didn't.
So what did you see out of Michael Hendricks today? What was your plan going in? It seems like situational.
We were kind of feeling the way through, and they were playing a lot of 4 and 5 wide receiver sets, so Nolan kept cramping up, so we were losing him and having him and losing him and having him, so we were moving in and out of different combinations. But Michael played, I believe, 15 snaps maybe, I want to say, or 10 to 12, somewhere
in there.
Did
you feel now?
It looked like he did okay, and we'll see how he came out of it at the end. They got behind the defense. You know, they're never deep enough if they get behind us. So they can't get behind the defense, and they did. And, again, we're all attached. The rush is attached to the coverage, and underneath coverage to the deep coverage is the Philadelphia Eagle defense got beat on that last play.
You look at some of the offenses you're going to play in the next few weeks and the receivers, whether it's Andre Johnson or Nelson or Dez. I mean, these guys have to kind of get that now, like going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we're excited about the challenge, guys. We make that play on 3rd and 6, the whole conversation here is different. It's one play that they got behind in a crucial point, and we had to play that one better, but there's not a blanket problem. It's just we got to stop the big plays and not let them behind us.